And so I had an entire week where my mom was like, "No, you're gonna eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and
Oh.
have snacks." And I'm like,
Wow, what a bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most reunited podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Tandy.
Tandy's back.
Tandy's feeling dandy.
We're going to make a good sexual gay couple. Tandy.
Or like Ben Affleck.
Sounds like a candy to
Jennifer
me. Jennifer
Garner. Oh, I'm going to get some Tandy.
We could be Adam.
Adam works.
I don't.
Okay.
Are you trying to make... Is there a reference stretch. I'm not catching?
No. What's your name?
Andy.
Okay, so if you take the first two letters of your name...
Oh,
and
A-T.
The last... And then...
Oh, I was going to say...
Remove the T from my name. It's Adam. A-D-A-M.
Oh. I can get down on that. Adam's a normal name.
I'd totally get down on Adam.
Me and Andy are Mandy.
Yep, that's our...
Andy.
Our team name.
Mandy.
Camille and I are Come Andy.
Come Andy. What the fuck?
What, like Commando? It's just a really, it's like a gay guy. I'm going to go Commandy.
I'll tell you what I thought of after the podcast.
No.
Pause it.
I can take a guess.
Pause it right now.
Sounds like
know.
A command.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, okay. Oh totally. That's.
Oh. Oh, no.
I couldn't articulate my thoughts well enough to make that joke.
Command. Follow my Commandy. I've got a commandy for you.
So, Tam, why the fuck were you gone?
I went to Disney.
Ugh.
Did you meet Tony Stark?
I did not. I wish.
What about Luke Skywalker?
I saw Darth Vader.
What about Mickey Mouse?
My niece met Mickey Mouse.
What about Goofy? You put some peanut butter on you? On
I did
your
not
stuff?
Put any peanut butter on myself
Dogs
for Goofy.
Love that. Dogs fucking love that. All right. Your story.
Okay, my story. So, I hopefully my parents don't listen to this, but...
That's what I thought, too. But then one day my parents were like, "You're really vulgar on your podcast." And I was like, "How'd you figure out how to do that?" they're like, "Oh, it's on YouTube." I was like, "Oh,
I'm an idiot." I share all mine on my Facebook, too. I'm stupid. I'm just...
Well, you're going to get a phone call. Damn. Hey.
I didn't actually want to go on this trip.
So then why the fuck did you go?
Wait, was this a family trip?
Yeah.
Oh.
I went for my mother. Okay. She loves Disney. She loves Universal. And
so wait a minute. You went to the happiest place on earth and you weren't too happy about it?
I'm not a big vacation guy.
Okay.
And I had to spend two 24-hour long car drives. Excuse me. In a Prius with four
Ooh.
Adults and a one-year-old.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah.
These things are so tiny.
Yeah. But plus that on that, going down from Omaha, Nebraska to Orlando, Florida was $80 in gas. 80? Ooh, 80.
That's
80.
Yeah, that is really nice.
We did 80 down and then 80 back.
Hey, good Prius.
Yeah.
Good job.
We took five people down to Orlando for the price of half of a plane ticket.
Nice.
Good job, Toyota.
Yeah.
What year is it?
It's fairly old.
2014.
Okay, cool. Good gas mileage then, yeah.
My car is not a 2014. He was saying the year currently is 2014.
Wow.
Because he's an asshole. And hilarious.
What year is it?
I woke up again and I don't remember.
But yeah, my sister and my dad fight a lot. The big problem there is
age.
What
is there like? What's her age? Like
sister.
The question is, how old is she?
Yes.
I was trying to ask it in the least creepy way I could think of, because I generally I like to know these facts when
she's
I hear a story.
19.
Okay.
Just had a 1-year-old and.
Just had a 1-year-old. Came out at the ripe old age of one.
Boom.
Oh, it's one already. It'll level up for you, ma'am.
I can't believe you were pregnant for 21 months.
Nice quick math. So the problem with my family dynamic is me and my mom have this Hakuna Matata lifestyle that my sister and my father don't share. The problem with my sister is she has to be right. And the problem with my father is he can't be wrong. So
that sucks.
I almost didn't go on this trip just because I was like, 24 hours in this Prius, they're going to tie up at least 30 times in a week. But they did good. They only had one Scream Fest in the middle of Disney right as we were leaving. And my mom was so embarrassed and I felt terrible for her.
Was the subject Disney related?
Yes.
Oh my god, what was it then?
Have you guys ever heard of pen trading?
Pen?
Pen trading? Like I'm from the South. I get my I's and my E's mixed up in that word.
No. I just...
So you have a lanyard, right. And Disney sells these little pins, like you stick on a right. shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you go to a place and you buy these pins, like the cheapest set you could find. Like, best value was, like, 6 pins for $22.
Damn.
Yeah.
Were they metal, at least?
Yeah. They're, okay. I mean, they're like...
They're not the cheap, crappy, like, little buttons.
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
They're really, really high-quality pins. All
right, cool.
So, singles, you can get, like, a $7 pin all the way up to, like, a $15 pin.
Damn.
But everyone in the... All the crew members of the park have their own pins. They have pins that they're given every day. So you buy these pins, and you can go up to any crew member and go, can I see your pins? And you can trade your pins for their pins. So it's another game inside the park of this whole pin trading thing. Disney's making a killing on these pins.
Probably.
And all the cast members are walking around with pins so that kids can – I got 2 Perry the Platypus pins. I got
Did you get any princesses' numbers?
No, I didn't see a single princess.
Really?
Not one.
Wow.
Really?
That's why.
What about your stuck up bitches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not coming out for tan.
My niece saw Princess Sophia. She's very new. She actually came out.
Is that part of Frozen?
No, it's Nick. Almost said Nick Jr. It's Disney Jr.
Oh.
The show started like a year ago. Oh. Okay. Conveniently, when my niece was born. So.
That's why I don't know it then.
She's a big fan of Princess Sophia.
Is she hot?
I don't know. I mean, if you're into 9-year-old cartoons, then yeah, totally.
Totally,
yeah. All right. Disney was all right. Universal was fucking amazing. I would do Universal 1,000 times before I go by Disney once. It was crazy. The world of Hogwarts was just insane. It was
really? Oh my god.
Crazy.
Camilla would be like right there just going if you just mentioned it.
You just walk.
She wants to go there for our honeymoon.
Oh,
and I'm just like
fucking go. No. Fucking go. Spend the money and go.
A honeymoon is a thing that both of you want to do. Like, yeah, Disney and Universal's fucking cool and all that. But I want to go like back to Europe or something for a honeymoon. That'd be a blast.
Wow, Andy,
why go to Europe if you could just go to Europe in Disney?
Or I can go to Euro Disney and not cool. know any language whatsoever.
That would be kind of cool.
I think it's in France.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think Euro Disney's in France. Probably smells.
You should go to the Universal over in England.
Is Universal in England?
Yeah.
There's a WB Studios in England.
I know that for some odd reason. You can go to the Harry Potter world there.
Yeah, it's they've
the,
got
the legit Harry Potter.
They've got
world.
A lot of really cool stuff there. But anyways, the park is separated in two sections. You've got like you've got Hogsmeade and you've got
did you get any butterbeer?
Diagon Alley. I did get butterbeer and it was okay. I wish it wasn't carbonated.
Is
I didn't
there actual
expect
alcohol
to be
in it.
No,
damn.
No. It's root beer mixed with like butter. And It's kind of good.
It's actually butterbeer, huh?
Yeah.
Some guy was like, melt this shit, put it in there.
Boom, magic.
Butterbeer, that's what J.K. wrote. That's the only thing she could afford when she was writing the book. She's like, butter and root.
Butter beer. That's what they're drinking.
The whole bias of the movie, the books, everything was just based on her
experience, her almost homeless experience. Her daughter's Harry Potter. She's had to put a scar on her. I'm sorry, your dad did this.
Oh my god. We took this to a dark.
Harry would have wanted it this way.
You're the chosen one.
She's in the bathroom and she takes her nose down to look like Voldemort. She's just like, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't care. The coolest part of the whole trip was inside Hogwarts Castle. So inside Hogwarts Castle, you start your line in Herbology. So like you're outside and you see the plants and all this jazz, and it's really, really cool. You snake your way and you get into the castle and you see Gandalf.
Hell yeah!
I'm so tired.
I like where this is going.
You see Dumbledore's office and you kind of spiral and you go through.
Can you go to Dumbledore's office?
You can't go to it, but you like walk around it and past it.
Can you see in it?
No, it's
the door.
It's the Gryffindor.
Okay. Damn. I know what you're doing right there.
You walk a little further and you see these four paintings, and it's the four original head of houses.
Ooh.
And they're talking. Because they're magical paintings. They're talking to each other.
You think video projections?
Yeah. Cool. And they're like Slytherins, like, why are all these muggles in the castle? It must be Dumbledore being a dick. And then Ravenclaw's like, stop being a douche.
It's Hufflepuff cool. Like, oh, good! Yeah. I'm glad you're here!
Yeah, and then Gryffindor's just like, I'm a noble Sup, asshole. Bro. Yeah.
I'd be Hufflepuff.
At one point, like, Slytherin just leaves his painting. The animatronics and the projection screen work, they have, like, the same projectors that, like, the Tupac Mirage.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're all over. Like, fun, all over.
Fun fact, Disney is probably the leader in animatronic and also projection technology.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. That was the most boring fucking fact that you have ever said on this podcast.
Really?
Oh, come on!
Really? I think that shit's really cool.
That's interesting, man. Disney! Disney is the leader of digital projection. Not like a company that specializes in digital projection.
Just the way you said it. Fun fact. That's not fun at all.
That is a fun fact!
Mickey Mouse told me himself that.
Maybe it's kind of interesting, scientific, but fun.
Wait, which cord am I going to unplug back here?
I bet you don't even know how to work a computer.
Just rip the cord out. Well?
The rides are really cool, though.
That's good.
Did you go to Animal Kingdom?
I did not, okay. No. I went there when I was 7. And
Animal Kingdom's got a cool, like, T-Rex ride.
We didn't take my niece whenever we went to Universal, but we did for Disney, so everything, like, time-wise got cut in half.
Oh.
Because we had to have half the group wait with her, gotcha. And then we got fast passes to go through another ride again.
How expensive are Disney fast passes? Those seem like they got to be super expensive.
So we got free fast passes because of what's called child swap.
Okay, go on. Right.
Yeah, go on.
So we trade someone our child for fast pass. No. So you go up to the – before you, like, get in any lines, you go up to the cast member right at the very, very beginning of the line that has fast passes, and you go, we're going to participate in child swap. So they go, okay.
Okay, give us your tribute.
I volunteer. So you have half the group go, and then the other half stays with the baby. And then whenever the first group gets back with the baby, you go up to the cast member and go, okay, I'm ready. And they give you a fast pass, and the other two people get on the ride. So it's like everybody waited in line, but everybody still had to wait, and then there's a little bit extra wait because there's still a line for FastPass. So, I mean, it was really convenient that we didn't have to wait in line twice for everything.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Do they like openly offer that?
Oh, totally.
Someone, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if like you had to ask someone or mm-hmm. if that's like a thing you can like view on their website. Or
I believe it's something you do on their website. You can also, something my parents did, and I did like zero research for this trip because one, I didn't know if I was going, and two, I just wanted the magic to be there. You can go to like customer service or whatever, and or guest services, and go, hey, this is my first time at Disney. And they give you this big button, and everybody makes a big deal about it. This is your first time at Disney. Or I'm celebrating my 25th anniversary. Both my parents got that.
Oh.
And so people just, like, even the janitors were walking by, like, happy anniversary. And just really, really interactive with everybody.
Also, another fact about Disney. Did you know that there's a city's worth of tunnels underneath Disney World?
I did know that. And they also... They use so much water that they have their own water processing plant.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. That's got to be expensive shit to run.
I love how weird is having a conversation. Matt's just like, I don't give two shits. I'm cleaning my nails.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I'm over here. But...
Are you not a big Disney guy?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm an adult.
Oh. I forgot. I forgot.
Your wireless is going to be a little less weak.
That's okay. I don't need wireless to record a podcast.
You said
you do need power.
You said a little less weak.
I know. My brain's like a little puppy. It's like, oh my god, let's go! And so then I always speak before my brain like can figure out sentences. I just get so excited to say things. Ah! Any more to your story?
Before I got to the podcast was the first time I had not eaten at a restaurant in a week.
Oh, how was it?
It was nice. It was really, really refreshing.
Home-cooked food is so much better after a long
week
of food.
It was not home-cooked food. It was a tortilla, some shredded cheese, and some meat. But
isn't that the best fucking thing?
It was not from a restaurant. It was not super rich. I normally only ever eat one meal a day. And so I had an entire week where my mom was like, no, you're going to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and have snacks. And I'm like...
Wow, what a bitch.
I love you,
that is,
Mom.
That is such a first world problem. You're going to eat breakfast. You're going to eat lunch. God help me if you're going to have a fucking snack. And dinner, God help your anus.
Thank you, Matt, for grounding me a little bit. That was fucking awesome. I'm done. Yeah, trip went pretty well.
Well, good. That's good.
I'm here. Back.
Only one episode. I was expecting two, like your text said last week. I was expecting the second.
I made my parents come home. I made them push through the night in order to get here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you do that? Nice. Were you just like, I need to be home?
Well, they were gonna.
The podcast needs me.
So whenever we drove down, we drove like 2/3 of the way, stopped, and then went the rest of the way. And then coming back, we only went 1/3 of the way back to that same hotel. And I went, why are we doing this? We're wasting like 8 hours of not driving. Let's just get a different hotel up here and then go the rest. So I got back yesterday at like 7 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
As opposed to like getting back at midnight. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Nice. So you were normal. How was the weather there?
Beautiful and perfect.
Good. Not humid.
I used to live in Alabama, so
So humidity doesn't bother me at all. I am a huge fucking bitch when it comes to humidity. Like, it's like 2% outside. I'll be like, not going outside today.
My hair's gonna get all frizzy.
Yeah, I'm gonna let this go.
The trip itself was unbelievably cheap. Like, it was crazy cheap. So my parents made some deals with people in order to get cheaper park tickets, and might
kill some people.
One of their friends to get the Disney passes, like half off. Somebody who used to work at the park was selling them and was like, here, have these tickets. So instead of them being like $150, they're like $80 each. So
that is a good deal.
Cool. For all day, one day park hoppers. So we can go anywhere we wanted.
Nice.
And then for the Universal tickets, we, there was a guy that worked there who knows my dad and wanted my dad to build him something, and we got free Universal tickets for that.
Score!
My dad was so grateful that he made him a third object of what he wanted, and the guy went, you know what? That's my day off. I'm going to come down to the park for the first, like, 4 hours. Just go window shop with whatever you want, and then I'll come in and I'll give you my 35% employee discount on whatever you want.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this guy saved us like $500.
That's a trip boner right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's cool. Like, for the most expensive thing was the food. My dad paid for all the hotels. He does a lot of traveling, so he paid it with his points.
Nice. That's what my parents would do when we'd trade.
Yeah.
Vacation. Holy shit.
It was fun.
Hey, you think your neighbor's lonely?
Do I think my neighbor's lonely?
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
Dude, she's like fucking 68 years old.
She's got the experience, dude. If she can pop those teeth out, even better.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm loving this visual. Oh, no teeth, no teeth. Oh, my pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let's do this now. Just shattered up. How was your week, Matt?
I just worked. That's it.
Not as good as Disney? Aw, shucks. That sucks.
I got my Xbox One on Monday.
Ooh.
Have yet to play it.
No.
I just love asking, that I asked you the other day. I was like, how's your new VCR? I know they're fucking huge.
They are huge.
They are big.
And the Kinect sensor
consoles.
Yeah. Fucking dwarfs the PlayStation.
I know. I've seen. Yeah. It's like a fucking. You could probably kill someone with the Kinect sensor.
It's the bigger, blacker box.
It is. It is easily the bigger, blacker box.
But yeah, the console is just a fucking. It's like when VCRs first came out. That's what this console looked like.
It's a goddamn behemoth.
I would love to see it after the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the way over there. On the other end of that wall.
Oh, okay. I was like, huh.
Man, there's sure a lot of black dildos in here.
Yeah.
Is that why you didn't want to show us
I'm going to be getting a Wii U. I'm getting a Wii U, like, crazy cheap.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, in anticipation for the smish.
One of my Yu-Gi-Oh! Friends was like, hey, I don't want this Legend of Zelda Special Edition Wii U. I'm selling it for $200. And I went, I'll pay $250 for it, and I'll...
Wow, you're really bad at negotiating.
Well, I told him $250 because I couldn't give him the $200 up front, and I went, I'd do $250 if I get to cut in two payments of $125 and $125. And he went, sold. Because there were like a bunch of people on that thread, on the Facebook post, wanting it. So I was like, I'll pay you more money to do an easier thing on me. And he was like, yeah, sure, it's yours. And I was like, yes!
Nice.
That happened perfectly.
Any controllers?
I get the Wii U gamepad, but I'm just getting everything it came with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're totally fine.
Are you going to get a pro controller for Smash then?
No.
No?
I'm going to be getting a GameCube controller, the way you're supposed to play Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Oh my god, don't be there.
I used to play with a Wiimote nunchuck. Like, I could be that guy at the party that like, oh, I only have three GameCube controllers, could you? And I was like, yes, fine, whatever. And then like... dedicated to playing in the GameCube controller, and I picked that thing up and was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know. It's so weird that I can like stretch and play games at the same time.
Oh my god, I'm kicking your ass, two hands, bitch.
I'm just wrap the cord around my neck and just lounge out on the couch and just keep going.
Let's see, we played some Call of Duty Advanced Warfare yesterday.
We did, we streamed it.
I saw that on the road, but
it is not.
You could hear me and barely hear Andy.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, still?
Yeah, I don't
still,
know what's up with
damn.
That.
But we got our asses thoroughly handed to us because, you know, those nine-year-olds, that's all they fucking do.
Yeah. And I hadn't played a Call of Duty game since Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, damn, it's been a while. Mine was Black Ops 2, so it's been like 2 years.
Yeah, I didn't play Black Ops 2 or Ghosts, so.
Ghost. I heard Ghost was horrible. That's why I just foregoed it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Bunch of black dudes and kids I've played with so far, and and now I know like why adults just fucking hate the game, because like I've grown older and I'm not as fast, and those goddamn kids will just beat the shit out of me. There's one game I went like 0-12. I was like, what the fuck is this?
I'm not a shooter. I'm not a person who shoots. I'm really funny when I play, but I have to. It's like a Mario Party type setting.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really funny for the people in the room, not for the people
Mario
playing
Party
the game.
Mario Party creates enemies.
Yeah.
Mario Party destroys friendships and family. Fuck you, that's my star, bitch.
All right.
Yeah, let's...
You guys ready to go into gaming news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But Disney...
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming.
What'd you say?
With a stick.
PlayStation Plus subscriber count reaches 7.9 million.
million. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
It's also a lot of money.
It is. When it's $50 for a year, $18 for 3 months, $10 for 1 month.
You don't have to have that in order to play things on the PlayStation, right?
No.
The four, yes.
For the four, yes, you do.
For the four, yes, the three, no. Everything's free on the three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, four, yeah.
Got it.
So that you can still do. You can play. You can play free to play MMOs on the PS4 without PlayStation Plus. MMOs. Yeah,
those are always fun.
Yeah, those are always worth your money.
Speaking of free to play, did anyone watch the most recent South Park?
I did. It's pretty good.
They fucking tore a new one into free to play games. It's so funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good episode, actually.
You've bought a lot of Canada. You're really good at this guy.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, come back and play. Stop.
What were you going to say, Tim?
I guess I don't know much about the PlayStation 4 because of my Nintendo boner. But, so you can't, like, even turn on the system without having...
Oh, no, you can. You can turn on the system, play the games, all that jazz. But to do anything, like, online play-wise, you need the PlayStation.
I was like, then how the fuck is this considered better than the Xbox One? Like, it's the same shit.
The Xbox One has the awesome ability, though, to plug a TV into it. That's so fucking cool.
Or if you're like me, plug your Ouya into it.
Why? Because you can?
Well, I needed a place to plug in my Ouya. I ran out of HDMI ports.
That's the only reason he got the Xbox One, obviously.
Yeah. I needed that the extra HDMI port.
it's basically a $500 HDMI port to me.
Hey, I haven't played it yet.
Living life.
Gotcha. I downloaded Dance Central, at least.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Was it for free?
It came with the Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Well, so how big was it?
How big was it?
Dance Central. Oh, God. 10 gig?
Damn. Dude, games are just getting so big now.
What I like about the Kinect sensor is, like, instead of entering in a code, you just can hold up the QR code to the Kinect sensor. And it just.
Supposedly, you can do that with the eye, too, but I've never tried it. Cause I get games all the fucking time that have codes. I should try it.
Yeah.
So are we playing Dance Central after this?
I'm taking a nap after this.
Dance! Oh, hey, you flayed your arms 100%. Good job.
What if you take a nap and me and Andy play Dance Central?
In the room.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and we're both topless.
Well, he's going to be topless. I'm going to be bottomless. Ooh. I don't want my chest to get cold.
See, I sweat a lot on the upper half. So
okay. And I get very moist on the bottom half.
Don't say moist.
Swamp ass runs in my family. It is a problem.
We are from Florida.
Sony announces that 3.3 million PS4s were sold in the second quarter of this year.
That is so fucking many.
700,000 Vita system.
Oh, hey, at least they haven't. At least they're still selling those.
They announced that stat. Yeah.
Dude, I'm getting a Vita in a couple weeks.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, not this paycheck, but the next paycheck.
Any particular reason why?
You could take breaks and remote play.
Cause.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good answer.
Oh, hey guys, I'm going on break. That's what I would. If I had a job that there was a lot, like a security guard job, like a nighttime one, mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah, I'd invest in a Vita so fucking fast.
Skyler did that at Bucky's with his 3DS.
Yeah.
Freaking destroyed that thing.
By the way, there's been a fix for the 2.0 update.
Yeah, I got that.
The 2.1
update.
2.01? 2.01. 2.01. Fix some of the fucking shit. SharePlay, I have yet to try that, but that would be cool.
Yeah, Call of Duty doesn't support it because... The technology, it wasn't around. No, it wasn't around. It's gonna be in a patch. Which that'd be cool.
It wasn't around for literally every game. It just came out, SharePlay.
I know.
So how come Call of Duty doesn't have it? When other games do.
I don't know. I just do what I read. I talk what I read, bro.
Hey, Halo's dropping into esports territory later this year.
In the what?
Esports.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised that hasn't been a thing yet.
Kicking off its preseason with the launch of the Halo Master Chief Collection on November 8th, the Halo Championship Series will crown the best team in March 2015.
Is that when it starts, or is that when
That's when you will crown
oh, okay. Oh, so it's kicking off with Halo. Got it.
Yeah.
So they've never had a Halo as an esport?
Which, that's really
not
weird.
A major
How
e-sport.
Did Call of Duty Whoa. Get it before Halo?
Whoa. That's insane.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm
petitions.
Pretty, I'm pretty, yeah, like there's League of Legends has been before.
If we had a time machine, that's what I would go fix.
We can make millions off of starting in Halo esports.
Yeah.
Does anyone know what the Golden Warthog is?
The no. Golden Warthog?
The Golden Warthog.
Okay.
It was in Halo 2, there was a rumor like you could get a Golden Warthog, which was basically a yellow warthog without a turret, but you can hold four people in it.
Oh.
Like, the rumor was you had, like, there's an advertisement with it on the map Headlong. And so, the rumor's like, oh, you have to shoot it so many times at, like, this time of day or something, and the Golden Warthog will appear. You can now get the Golden Warthog in the Halo 2 Forge mode for...
That's awesome!
For the Master Chief Collection.
That's
so
awesome.
Funny.
That's cool that they went back and did that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god!
I think Mortal Kombat's really, really good about that, about fan service with, like, rumors and whatnot because of the time period. Like, they made entire characters based on rumors of this person is in the game.
Plus, for some reason, the Mortal Kombat dudes just have a good sense of humor, and they're really cool about shit.
Totally. Yeah.
I know the new one they're making, it's the original Mortal Kombat creator is the director of it.
Oh,
so
yeah?
It'll probably be really good then.
That shit looks so good.
I know, it looks pretty.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm probably gonna pre-order that shit soon.
If there's
it's not coming out till April, but
really, that's when it comes out.
Yeah.
Does it come out on the Wii U?
Probably not.
I wonder if there'll be like, I don't know anything about it. Actually, they've been pretty quiet about it. Like, they released the videos, but character-wise, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
And it's the dudes that made that DC fighting game, NetherRealms. Those dudes.
Yeah.
They'll be making it, so it'll be really good.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, guys, that's really all I got for gaming news. All
right. It's not a big week.
Not a big week.
The fuck do you want? Tam's looking at me with wide-eyed.
Majora's Mask got confirmed.
Oh.
Okay. And then BlizzCon's going on, but nothing really cool. Nothing like...
Majora's Mask got confirmed. For what?
Didn't Majora's Mask get confirmed like 10 years ago?
Yeah, it did. And now it's getting a remake. So fuck you.
Is it just an...
Are they doing the Master Link collection? Or
that would be... Put that would all be. Like 40 games. Oh, that'd be so good.
Where they're putting, like all the Zelda games from like that time period all mashed into one.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be really, really
upscaled
cool.
Upscaled to 1080p with or online like, multiplayer and Forge.
Force the timeline. That would be cool. Like
you
played
have to,
through the timeline.
I think it would be. Yeah. I think that'd be cool if they made you play the games in chronological order on the disc. That'd be fucking sweet.
That would be pretty cool. Anyways, Majora's Mask got announced for the 3DS.
What's your views on all the upscales and the remakes? Because I just saw something about they're considering remaking Mass Effect, like updating it. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
When it comes to just like a straight up remake, I don't really care that much. You know, like, oh, hey, here's this old game. Now we're going to remake it exactly how it was, but it's going to look prettier.
Yeah, that was...
I really don't care that much. I kind of almost see it as a waste of money.
That's what the God of War collection was.
Right. Or like the recent Final Fantasy X...
Oh, yeah, remake. Yeah. It just smashed them together.
Yeah, it just looked nice, but it's the same fucking game, you know?
Gotcha.
But with something like the Master Chief Collection, where first of all, they're mashing four games together.
Yeah.
And you can play multiplayer across four different games. You can play Halo 4, Halo 3, Halo 2, Halo 1, all online,
that's
multiplayer.
So,
Halo
so cool
1 was never on Xbox Live in the first place, so that's almost...
Wasn't it on Xbox Connect?
Xbox Connect, yeah.
That was some
spelled,
old...
Spelled the proper
yeah,
way. Yeah,
not the Kinect.
And then Halo 2, you know, those servers are shut down, so you can't even play that online anymore.
I remember the
so
dudes...
So that's nice.
I remember the dudes that stayed on the Halo servers, like, the longest they could. It was, like, 2 weeks.
And then again, you know, they're adding Forge to, you know, Halo 1, Halo 2, which never had it before. They're also remaking Halo maps with, like, a Halo 2 anniversary where there's, like, interactive map elements. So not only are they upscaling it, but they're adding new stuff.
See, he's excited about this game, so I'm going to let him finish. Go ahead.
I am done.
You're done? Okay. Yeah, so that was it. The Halo Chief Master Collection.
The Halo Chief Master Collection.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what we're calling it.
On the god tier of content to cost.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus yes, Christ. It is. There is nothing in history that has been in comparison to $60 for all the shit you get in that game. So for this argument, I think we should totally just leave this out.
I would say there is it's similar to the orange box.
Oh, God, that was such a good fucking deal.
I think it's similar, but I still feel Master Chief Collection. Just oh, yeah, Master how much Chief's you get for just
$60. Yeah.
Yeah, so much.
True. You get a fuck ton of shit.
I think in order to make a remake happen, it has to have one of two requirements. Either it's really old.
Or it has a huge fan base.
Or they change something in the game. They take the game, some small things that were broken, and make it better. So my two examples are going to be Legend of Zelda games. Ocarina of Time was an old game. It was only on 64. Yeah, you could put it on other things, but let's up the scale, and it's considered one of the best Legend of Zelda games that there is. So let's give it to another generation for them to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then my other one is Wind Waker. They took Wind Waker, and it was a decent game, and they went, okay, so after everybody played the game, let's go ahead and fix these couple of bugs, make it a little bit more new age. Let's make the sailing better. Let's make the finding the Triforce shards not a fucking burden. And now let's put a high quality game back in. So let's fix everything, not have a bunch of patches because they didn't have them back then.
Yeah.
Let's put everything here. Yeah. I think like going and having the new Tomb Raider game, the Lara Croft game, and then like 2 years later going, oh, Lara Croft the definitive edition. I think that's really
yeah.
fucking dumb.
Yeah, okay. I think when that's upscale. Dumb. Yeah, yeah, when it was like, oh, what was the when one
it
that
was like 2 years ago, and then they're like, when, but look at this.
When did Mass Effect come out? Did it come out for the original Xbox or 360?
No, the 360.
Oh, then fuck it. No, let it live.
Yeah. But
like I could see them coming out with the original Knights of the Old Republic. That is an upscaled game. That would be kind of cool.
I know the game has to be like 10 years or older for it to be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the orange box though. That thing was 7 fucking CDs when I installed it back then.
Oh man.
I was just like, CD6? Jesus Christ. I remember Battlefield 2 was 6 CDs.
God damn.
Yeah.
Like the reason you want to make remakes is one, to resell to your old clients, and then two, to get new blood into the series. So
I'm a sucker. I bought the God of War collection.
Yeah.
Though I also never played 2. Oh, but okay. I just re-wanted 1. So, yeah,
I don't know. I think the whole remake thing is cool if it's done correctly like and not like an asshole.
Yeah.
But a lot of companies are going to be like, I can squeeze another $60 out of somebody for making this game look prettier. And it came out
that's
2 years ago.
That's why I'm not the biggest. Like, I haven't found any deals yet for the GTA 5, like, trade-in or anything.
The only reason I'm necessarily getting GTA 5 is because, remember when my PS3 borked?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have a save on my PS3 anyway. Gotcha. So I might as well get the fucking game on.
See, but even GTA 5, they went, so instead of just giving you this game.
That is true. They've added a shit
fucking first person mode.
that is by far the coolest thing I've seen.
Now, if only they would add heists.
Yeah.
They're not going to
add
that.
They're never adding heists.
They're never going to.
That was the heist.
Yeah. So I consider your heist. We've been working on first person mode. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm going to murder so many fucking people in first person.
But anyway, no, that was my opinion on redoing or coming out with
remakes
or mm-hmm. mass collections. But Master Chief Collection's god tier when it comes to it.
Yeah. Oh. I'm surprised they're doing it. Oh, you got to buy it in 2 parts, suckers.
All right, guys, you want to go into technology news?
Technology, sure. Let's do it. Siri. Search technology news. It's time for technology news on 3-Hit Combo.
Go yourself.
So some websites were shut down.
For what?
For
you don't even know what they are yet.
Well, I just want to know for what.
Oh, okay.
For being bad.
Oh, go to your room.
Okay. I won't post nude pictures anymore.
Operation Onimus, Onymous, between FBI and Europol. Carried out a widespread digital sting.
The hell is this?
Here's the websites that were shut down from it.
All right.
Alpaca, Black Market, Blue Sky, Bungie 54, Cannabis UK, Cloud 9, Dope, Fake Real Plastic, Fake ID, Farmer One, Fast Cash, Flux Famp, Gold Nugget, Hydra, Pablo Escobar Drugstore, Pandora, PayPal Center, Real Cards, Silk Road 2.0, Smokables, Sol's Unified USD, Counterfeits, Supernote Counter, Tor Bazaar, Topics, The Green Machine, The Hidden Market, and Zero
Did you
Squad.
Say Tor?
Tor Bazaar.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just Tor.
Because
so these are all drug dealing websites then?
Yes.
Because you didn't use any commas.
That's all one.
It's all one site.
It's all one site? .com. I heard Pandora and was like, no, I listened to that on my trip.
That's why I had to ask about the Tor really quick. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Because I know Tor has been targeted a couple times.
Yeah. So those are all the websites.
After I heard Silk Road 2, though, I was like, oh, it's drugs.
Yeah.
It's the deep web, which I've gone there once, and I was so fucking scared to click on anything because I didn't know what would happen. I thought maybe if I clicked on it, the FBI would just be like, hey, bro. What you up to? I didn't know what I was clicking on, bro. Shit.
So Pepsi is testing out the perfect beverage for the Master Chief Collection.
Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew?
Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew. That is exactly what they're
is
testing.
Is that really? I was yes, fucking... That's oh, joking. That's no, I was fucking joking. Because that's... I mean, every year that Halo does something, I'm like, Doritos-flavored Mountain Dew, guys, it's coming. No fucking way.
That is it. That is literally it.
I'm going to buy some of that shit.
Do we have anything visually that I can go
is
over
is there
and
a
look
Doritos
at?
Flavor like a yeah. can
well there's a bottle Doritos
you know they've broed so fucking hard that they now they're making something called Doritos.
I wonder if like research and development was just like really high, and this took a
gamma. I swear to God, Taco Bell's R&D department just has to smoke weed all day, and they're like, Breakfast Crunch Wrap Supreme, guys, holy shit!
What if we take this burrito and stuff it in a quesadilla, and then stuff that into it?
I swear that the Doritos taco, like Taco Bell, just got really high one day and just called up Doritos like, Dude, nacho cheddar shells, and then Doritos like we're like we'll get back to you really quick, and they're like that's a great fucking idea.
What if they like just dude. The whole drink was just regular Mountain Dew, and they just took the little crumbs of the bag and just put it in.
It's all the leftover crumbs, or it's all the cheese seasoning. They just pour it in the Mountain Dew.
You faggots are going to get it for the codes anyways. Just drink it.
Doritos were created in Disneyland.
Were they?
Yeah. The leftover tortillas in the shops, they would add cheese on them. And yeah, that's
There's
how Doritos
no
were
escape.
Made. I'm full of knowledge. Actually, Reddit helps me with that.
All right, guys, that will do it for technology news.
I want to talk more about the Doritos.
The Doritos.
I can't believe that was an accurate guess. Like, I just joked about that for fucking ever.
That's so funny.
All right, guys, let's move into news.
Doritos. Time for the main event. Let's get it on! It's time for the 3-Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny.
All right, first up here, a new study from Psychological Science finds out that no one wants to hear about your vacation.
Are you shitting me?
I'm going home.
That was very well placed in there. I was not expecting that.
Essentially, researchers found that people would rather talk about an ordinary experience shared among them.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, I'm not joking.
You're
Andy.
Not fucking joking? I thought you just slipped that in there for Tam.
This is literally a real story, Andy.
I can't breathe. Holy shit, timing. That's well. Okay.
Researchers found that people would rather talk about an ordinary experience shared among them than discuss an extraordinary experience only one member of the group had.
It's fucking magical.
Meaning that if you bust out your Paris photos at the next dinner party, you may end up feeling excluded.
You guys want to see some? I have some on my phone.
As long as it's princesses.
They're not real. They're statues.
Oh. Well,
it's just, it's okay. Hentai.
I found a new Reddit board in the deep dark crevices of Reddit the other day. Western hentai.
Ah.
Hentai based off of Western characters.
Just supposed to rule 34 stuff, huh?
Yep. Yeah, that's yeah. that.
Yep.
Next up, woman got arrested for carrying crystal meth while wearing a shirt that says, I love crystal meth.
Hey, man.
maybe she's like, no one will ever guess that I'm selling meth, man.
You've always heard that expression, hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
yeah.
She was trying it.
A diner accidentally spent over $3,000 on wine after a waitress's recommendation.
Well, you know, that's kind of that dude's fault.
Well, this guy said, I asked the waitress if she could recommend something decent because I don't have experience with wine. He said, she pointed to a bottle on the menu. He said he didn't have his glasses. And he asked how much it was, and she said $37.50. Turns out, it was $3,750.
Oh! So the waitress was being a bitch.
Yeah, that's what that sounds like.
Damn.
This person and his two fellow diners were able to get the restaurant to agree on a discounted price of $2,200.
Jesus!
Oh my god!
I mean, good for him for getting it down, but
yeah,
god, that sucks.
$37.50.
I would have to do dishes for like a week.
I'd punch that waitress.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what a bitch.
How are you going to walk now?
Yeah, it's $37.50.
Thousand.
Dot zero zero.
Yeah. What about the cents?
Yeah. How many cents? Oh, we just round up.
You bitch.
And finally, in news, a guy will be eaten alive on Discovery Channel by an anaconda.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
No, the anaconda won't eat him unless he has bread all over him.
Are you fucking with me?
No, the anaconda don't want none unless he's got
bread. God damn it! God damn it! When you first started, I was like, this is legitimate. And then I was like, all right, he's not making a Nicki Minaj joke. God damn it. I was well prepared for a Nicki Minaj too, but you got my... Yeah, but really, like,
oh yeah,
it's yes. Happening. On December 7th, special features filmmaker Paul Rosili will be covered in pig blood and swallowed by a snake.
What? What? What the fuck? For why?
For why?
Yeah, I can't even English correctly. I'm so just confused.
He's also tethered to something as he approaches the snake. Since the show has already been filmed, he mentioned on Twitter it's a safe bet that he was pulled back out.
But
did the snake live?
I don't know.
But I is he?
Because I feel like that's important.
Did
an
they take
animal...
the fangs out? Like that gotta fucking kill you. And I mean, it contracts to like.
Do anacondas have fangs?
I'm pretty sure they do. Like just to at least grab, because anacondas like they crush,
they,
right?
They gum.
Right,
yeah.
I did see the suit he was wearing. It's almost like a SWAT team suit or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Covered in bread.
But, yeah, he gets eaten alive. You can see it December 7th on Discovery Channel.
Oh, God damn it. The internet will probably explode then, so I'll see it online.
Yeah.
I want the snake to live. Because it's kind of bullshit that Discovery Channel's like actually going through that.
If the snake didn't live, I'm pretty sure there'd be someone in the world throwing a huge shit fit. There always is. Like, I don't even know if PETA will be like, oh, that's a fucking anaconda.
Yeah. Let's not mess with that one.
I don't want none of that.
All right, guys. That will do it for this episode of 3A Combo Podcast.
I got you so good.
So remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast. Search for us on YouTube, 3acombopodcast, and email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out. Thank you.